الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. My respected elders and brothers, it was the noble habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when the month of Rajab entered and the moon was sighted, that he read the dua, Allahumma barikana fi Rajabi wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. The ulama ikram explained the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this dua at the beginning of Rajab was to mentally prepare the ummah that Ramadan is just 3 months away and that you should start preparing for Ramadan. The month of Rajab has passed, one of the Ashurul Hurum, one of those months, and the month of Ramadan is coming. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, noble habit in the month of Sha'ban is that he would increase his fasting to such an extent at times the Sahaba would think he would not stop fasting. And at times he would stop fasting for so long that they thought he will not start fasting again. Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, who was the beloved of the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one occasion he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and posed the question: Ya Rasulullah, lam araka tasumu min ash-shuhuri ma tasumu min Sha'ban. That, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do not see you fasting in other months like how I see you fasting in the month of Sha'ban. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, ذَاكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ بَيْنَ رَجَبٍ وَرَمَضَانٍ. That this is such a month, the month of Sha'ban, in which the people become unmindful, become negligent between Rajab and Ramadan. Rajab, as you mentioned, is from the Ashurul Hurum, the sacred months. Ramadan is Sayyidul Shuhur, the leader of all months. And Sha'ban comes in between. So people tend to become unmindful and negligent. In our Shariat, at the time when people are negligent, or in places where people are negligent, when a person does good deeds, the rewards increase. When we were in our maktab days, we learned a dua, that when a person enters the marketplace, he should recite this dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, من دخل السوق فقال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير. The person who enters the marketplace and recites the dua, the fourth kalima with the addition, وهو حي لا يموت. Then what is the reward from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? كتب الله له ألف ألف حسنة وماها عنه ألف ألف سيئة ورفع له ألف ألف درجة وفي رواية وبنى له بيتا في الجنة. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions a person who recites this dua, the fourth kalima with the addition, in the marketplace, what reward he will get from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? 1 million good deeds to his account. 1 million sins erased from his account. 1 million stages in akhirat raised. And in one narration, Allah will build an abode for him in Jannat. The marketplace in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the worst of places. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَبْغَضُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. The most detestable of places in the sight of Allah are the marketplaces. But what has granted this dua such great reward in the marketplace is because the marketplace is makanul ghafla, is a place where people are unmindful, people are negligent. When a person became a dhakir, a person remembering Allah amongst the ghafilin, then the reward of that amal increased greatly in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he read this dua, person goes to the marketplace to do business, to make millions. But Allah Ta'ala, via Rasulullah SAW, has taught us such a dua, where a person will make millions in seconds, millions of rewards to his account. So just as in Makanul Ghafla, the marketplace, a person's rewards are increased. Similarly, our ulama ikram explained, in Zamanul Ghafla, in the time when people are negligent, in the month of Sha'ban, people are negligent towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards doing good deeds. A person who will increase his reward, his good deeds in this month, the rewards also will increase. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast excessively in the month of Sha'ban. He goes on to explain, وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That the month of Sha'ban is that month in which the deeds of mankind are raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأُحِبُّ أَيْ يُرْفَى عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَيِّمٌ. I love that my action will be raised to Allah Ta'ala in the state of fasting. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has set a precedent that in the month of Sha'ban also, we should not become negligent, we should not become unmindful, rather we should prepare for Ramadan. A person, he wants to make an orchard, plant crops, get good crops, good plants, good fruit and flowers, then for him, he has to make an effort. If he gets a jungle in front of him, a bush in front of him, and he decides to start planting immediately, then he will not get a good crop. Nothing will grow in his yard, in his orchard. Rather, the first step he has to do, he has to clear that orchard. He has to remove the alien plants, he has to remove the weeds, he has to make the field conducive for planting. Similarly, the month of Sha'ban, Shab-e Barat last night, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this days before the month of Ramadan to prepare our field, to prepare the field of our heart, so that when the month of Ramadan comes, we can maximize the amount of benefit we take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just first we have to clear the field, then thereafter we can plant on this field. So the first step the ulama ikram explained is our hearts, through excessive sinning, through the 11 months of the year, has become stained, has become rusted, as Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. The hearts have become rusted due to excessive sinning. So the first step in our effort towards benefiting and maximizing the benefit to take from Ramadan is to clear the fields of our heart, to remove the stains of sin from our heart. And the ingredient for this is tawbah. The ingredient for this is repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person will repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, true repentance, tawbatan nasuha, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us maximum benefit from the a'mal of Ramadan. If a person enters Ramadan without tawbah, without removing the stains and the rust from his heart, then despite the great barakat and blessing in Ramadan, a person will still remain deprived. That is why the ulama kiram have explained, many people make tawbah, many people make istighfar, seek Allah's forgiveness. Last night many sought Allah's forgiveness, many repented last night, but we still do not see any change. We still do not see any progress. We still do not see any movement towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they explain the reason is, the tawbah that we are doing, that we are carrying out, is not true tawbah. It's not tawbah which is worthy of acceptance in Allah's court. Therefore, the ulama ikram have written, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has written in the Sharaf, Muslim Sharif, that there are three conditions in order for the tawbah to be accepted. The first is, ayyaqla'anil ma'asiyah, that a person removes the sin totally from his life. The word used in this statement, qal'un, is the same word that is used for extracting a tut, for uprooting a tree, totally removing that sin from our life. As long as a person is still sinning, then the tawbah he's making for that sin is not going to be accepted. So the first step in our progress towards Ramadan, in our preparation for Ramadan, is we have to remove sins from our life totally. When we will remove sins from our life totally, then we have made a positive step towards benefiting from the month of Ramadan. The second condition that Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned, أَيَّنْدَمَ عَلَىٰ فِعْلِهَا, that a person has a regret and remorse in his heart for having committed sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being, that zat, who has blessed us with everything from the time we were born till the time we leave this world. Every moment of the day and night, we are enjoying the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The air that we are breathing, the oxygen that we are not even paying for, the limbs of our body in working order, the iman that Allah has blessed us with, all great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these bounties that Allah has granted us, we have used these same bounties to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to wage war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person thinks like this, he brings this to his mind, that Allah granted me everything, and I used everything that Allah granted me to disobey Allah, then some regret, some remorse will come in the heart. And this is a very integral part of tawbah, that a person has regret and remorse in his heart. A person is not complacent, a person is not unmindful, he doesn't care, no care attitude. This is not what Allah ta'ala likes. Allah ta'ala wants us to be those who acknowledge our sins. That is why one very important dua which we should all learn, which is known as Sayyidul Istighfar, where we, the greatest means of seeking forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this dua, one very important part, أَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيَّ. O Allah, I acknowledge your bounty upon me. وَأَبُوءُ بِذَنْبِي, and I acknowledge my sins. This is what Allah desires from us, that we acknowledge our sins. إِقْرَارِ مُجْرِمِ. We do not justify our sins. We do not find excuses for our sins. Rather, we acknowledge that we are sinful. We are the most sinful. When we present ourselves in Allah's court like this, then Allah Ta'ala loves a person who is regretful, who is remorseful. Allah will forgive us. So this is the second condition. أَيَّنْدَمَا عَلَىٰ فِعْلِهَا. We have regret and remorse in our heart for having committed sins. And the third condition for this tawbah to be accepted, which is a very important aspect before Ramadan. أَيَّعْزِمَ عَزْمًا جَازِمًا أَنْ لَا يَعُودَ إِلَىٰ مِثْلِهَا أَبَدًا. Person makes a firm resolution, firm determination, never to return to sins again. To stop the sin temporarily may be easy. To have regret in our heart may be easy. But to make that determination that there is no going back, I'm making tawbah in such a way that I will never return to the sin. This is the test that the month of Sha'ban brings before the month of Ramadan. In preparation for Ramadan, how I can leave out sins totally with no intention to go back at all. Definitely we are insan, we are human being. It is possible for us to fall. But that intention should never be in our heart that I'm going to return to that sin. No, I have made a pledge with Allah, a pact with Allah, never to return to sins again. When these three conditions are found, then our tawbah is worthy of being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has written, these three conditions are linked to huququllah, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving. Allah is, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. O my beloved servants, who have oppressed themselves, do not lose hope in Allah's mercy. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Allah Ta'ala forgives all sins. So Allah from His side, He is willing to forgive. He is waiting for us to turn to Him. Yaqub alayhi salam in Surah Yusuf, the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam was gone. Binyamin also was gone. Now two sons are missing. Plus the eldest brother also remained behind. Three sons are missing. What condition was the heart of Yaqub alayhi salam? But we learn from there, instead of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, what is our mindset supposed to be? He's sending his sons to go and look for the brothers. What he tells them? لا تيأسوا من روح الله. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Do not become despondent in the mercy of Allah. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رُوحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. It is a feature, it's a salient feature of a disbeliever that he loses hope in Allah's mercy. A believer, he never loses hope in Allah's mercy. He's always worried and concerned about his sins, but at the same time is hopeful that Allah will forgive me. So regarding huququl ibad, there are three conditions. But huququllah, there are three conditions. But this leaves us with huququl ibad, the rights of the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive those sins that we commit which are related to His slaves until they do not forgive us. That is why there is a very, very severe hadith, a hadith which is very difficult to mention and to listen to because of the severity of the consequence of this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Manil Muflis, who is a bankrupt person? Sahaba radiallahu anhum mentioned, the one does not have dirham and dinar, does not have gold and silver, does not have wealth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that this is not a true Muflis. A true Muflis, a true bankrupt person is that person who will come on the day of Qiyamah with mountains of good deeds, but he will come in such a condition that he usurped the rights of someone, he hit someone, he swore someone, he did someone down. And on that day he will come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there will be many claimants waiting in a line for him. And they will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to repay them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him to take the good deeds of this person. And his good deeds will be depleting and will come to an end and there will still be people waiting. And thereafter, Allah ta'ala will command that the evils of these people will be placed in his account. His whole life he did not commit zina. The zina of someone will be else, someone else will be in his account. His whole life did not kill anyone. The killing of someone else will be in his account. His whole life he may not have done many sins. He may have protected himself from sins. But because he has not fulfilled the rights of others, the sins of others will be in his account. He came with mountains of good deeds. He will end up with mountains of sins of others and be thrown in Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. So this is a very, very important part in preparation for Ramadan, is to sort out and mend our affairs with the ibad and the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last night was Shabbat Bara'a, Laylatul Bara'a. From the eight people who are deprived of the mercy of Allah, Laylatul Bara'a, three are linked to huququl ibad. The one who broke family ties, the one who was disobedient to his parents, and the one who had malice and hate in his heart. Three people who did not fulfill the rights of the servants of Allah Ta'ala on such a great night like Shabbat Bara'a were deprived of Allah's mercy. Respected Allah, the brothers, in our movement towards Ramadan, our progression towards Ramadan, to avoid ourselves being deprived from the great barakah and blessing of Ramadan, we have to mend our affairs with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is better to humble ourselves and seek forgiveness from one person in this world, rather than being humble in front of the entire creation on the day of Qiyamah. It will take some humility. We'll have to drop our ego. We'll have to make a phone call. We'll have to humble ourselves. But the little humility, little bit of disgrace we tolerate in this world will be much better than the disgrace of the day of Qiyamah. So respected Allah and brothers, as we approach Ramadan, the preparation is very necessary. And the most important preparation is to mend our affairs with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, and to mend our affairs with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with this, also to remove those obstacles which are between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will prevent our good deeds being accepted, which will prevent our du'as being accepted, which will prevent the help of Allah ta'ala coming down. We will conclude with one narration of Aisha radiallahu anha. Aisha radiallahu anha mentions, دَخَلَ عَلَيَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ فَعَرَفْتُ فِي وَجْيًا قَدْ حَدَرْهُ شَيْءٍ فَتَوَضَّى وَمَا كَلَّمَ أَحَدًا فَلَسِقْتُ بِالْحُجْرَةِ أَسْتَمِ مَا يَقُولُ فَقَعَدَ عَلَى الْمِنْبَرِ فَحَمِدَ اللَّهُ وَأَثْنَى عَلَيْهِ. هذا عائشة رضي الله عنها says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the home and I could see that there was some very important matter that had occurred. He made wudu, he did not speak to anyone. He entered the masjid. She says, I stood to listen to what he has to say, close to the wall. So he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter he said, Ya ayyuha al-nas, inna allaha yaqul, مروا بالمعروف وانهوا عن المنكر قبل أن تدعوا فلا أجيب لكم وتسألوني فلا أعطيكم وتستنصروني فلا أنصركم فما زاد علينا حتى نزل. She says, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم at the minbar. And he said, verily Allah Ta'ala says, Hadith Qudsi, that all people command towards good and forbid from evil before such a time comes that you will make dua to Allah, Allah will not accept your dua. You will ask Allah, Allah will not grant you what you ask for. You will seek help from Allah, Allah will not assist you. Nabi Sallam did not say any more than this and he descended. Respected Allah and brothers, we know what is the condition around the world. We know what is the condition of our own lives. The Muslims are desperate for the help of Allah, desperate for the du'as to be accepted. Great night like Shab-e Barat came. The great month of Ramadan will come. But if we do not mend our relationship with Allah, mend our relationship with the people, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfill what Allah desires from us, then we will cry to Allah, but Allah will not accept us. Allah will not help us. One very important integral part of our deen is just as we have to worry about ourselves, bring deen in our own lives. We have to have the worry and concern for deen of the entire mankind. Our 100% deen become 100% mankind. The month of Ramadan is coming. Our elders from the past will always encourage, just as the ibadah of Ramadan is important, the effort of deen in the month of Ramadan is also important. And many people in the past would sacrifice the month of Ramadan to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sacrificing their homes, their families, the good food. But that effort and sacrifice they made in Ramadan bore great fruit. Deen was established in countries. Deen spread in the world through that little bit sacrifice they made in the month of Ramadan. So the month of Ramadan is coming. Preparation is tawbah. One is tawbah for our own sins. One is tawbah for not doing what Allah ta'ala has sent us in this world for. Not fulfilling the great responsibility of nubuwat that the ummah of Rasulullah has been given. And that is making effort for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as the month of Ramadan comes, one is prepared to increase our ibadat, our fasting. Person is used to fasting, should keep fasting. Person is not used to fasting, the last 15 days, he should keep the energy for the month of Ramadan. Increase our tilawat of Quran. Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to call, the tabi'in used to call this month Shahrul Qurra. Increase our Quran tilawat. Increase our charity in preparation for Ramadan. And together with this, increase our effort for deen. Make an effort to come out in the path of Allah ourselves. And make an effort on others to come out in the path of Allah. Our elders request minimum in the month of Ramadan, we spend 10 days in the path of Allah. Just as it's very, very important that we sit for itikaf the last 10 days. Before the 10 days of itikaf, let us sacrifice at least 10 days to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant me tawfiq firstly. Grant us all tawfiq to make true tawbah before Ramadan and to use our time correctly in preparation for Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. There's one important announcement. This Sunday, in this masjid, after the Dhuhr Salah will be a very important program in the Chichewa language. Primarily for the Chichewa speaking brothers, all are invited. And we also should go back in our area, whoever we know from Chichewa speaking background, inshallah, we should encourage them to come for this program, Dhuhr Salah on this Sunday, inshallah.